With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers, killing one of them and her spouse, scheduled for a court appearance today. The suspect was captured following a two-day manhunt.
Vance Bolter was arrested Sunday evening. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hartman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday in the northern Minneapolis suburbs. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their Champlin home about 9 miles away. Earlier Sunday, Drew Evans, superintendent of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said more than 100 law enforcement officers, including SWAT teams, were searching the area, including nearby homes. He also said they'd received more than 400 tips from the public. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least 5 people were killed, dozens wounded overnight in a fresh wave of Iranian missile attacks on Israel. Tehran says 100 missiles were launched. President Trump says an agreement between Israel and Iran is within reach. On Truth Social, he writes, "We can easily get a deal done and end this bloody conflict." Destructive and deadly flash flooding in the northern panhandle of West Virginia. 5 lives lost, several people still missing.
Over the weekend, Wheeling Police Public Information Officer Philip Stahl spoke with WTRF from the scene.
The creeks rose pretty quickly. There was a massive amount of debris floating down the creek, debris that most people probably never seen in their lives. There were boats going down the creek. Sheds, furniture, gas tanks, hot water tanks, Connex boxes. It was a pretty unbelievable sight to see.
Officials say up to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half hour. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 283 points, the Nasdaq ahead 175. This is SRN News. Another athlete runs afoul of the LGBT agenda.
The French Soccer League is suspending Nemanja Matic of the Olympique Lyon Club for covering up a rainbow badge on his official jersey during a recent match. The league was celebrating the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia, but Matic, who is from Serbia, is a Christian. It says his faith forbids him from promoting gay pride. League officials are unmoved, suspending him for 4 matches. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
7 families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. This is SRN News. Baseball's Washington Nationals have a new bat boy. This one walks on all fours, and he just wants to please.
Bruce, a 21-month-old golden retriever, fetched a bat during a ceremony before the Nationals game against the Miami Marlins, all part of the Pups in the Park promotion. He retrieved bats for the last 2 seasons with the Rochester Red Wings, Washington's AAA affiliate. Bruce, wearing a bandana with an MLB debut patch, is doing quite a job as a bat dog. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration directing ICE agents to pause arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels. This after President Trump expressed alarm about the impact of more aggressive enforcement. Move comes after a Trump aide said ICE would try to make 3,000 arrests per day. More details at SRNNews.com.